This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Cheney attorney, letter to Hamid Sahir, S-A-A-H-I-R, address on file, attorney at law. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Belinda Shanklin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is B-A-L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Shanklin, S-H-A-N-K-L-I-N, period. On March 11th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 66-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 130 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about on or about May 5th of 2023, period. That's May 5th of 2023, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. The patient was jerked and had a collapsed lung with four fractured ribs, period. Another vehicle ran a red light, striking patient's vehicle head-on, period. Airbags were deployed, period. She had immediate pain in her chest, comma, low back, comma, side, comma, headaches with knot on her head, comma, and abdominal pain, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing low back pain, period. The patient also has symptoms of PTSD as well as anxiety and nervousness, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, medication and chiropractic care, period. It is described as an intermittent throbbing pain, period. It occurs approximately two times a week, and the duration is several hours, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient's post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety with nervousness developed after this accident, period. It is worse when she is in automobiles, period. She has problems being in automobiles or in crowds, period. She has difficulty interacting with other people, including her husband, period. She is stressed and has problems sleeping, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took her to Eskenazi emergency room. She was treated and released, period. She returned 5 days to the emergency room, given an injection, and was told her lungs collapsed and had fractured ribs, period. She was given an inspirometer as well as medication, period. She was seen for chiropractic care several times, period. She did see a psychiatrist for PTSD and was seen a few times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. The patient has problems sitting over 10 minutes, comma, standing over 3 minutes, comma, walking over 3 blocks, comma, problems with her balance, comma, problems with housework, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include medicine for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine as well as exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, asthma, comma, and a nodule on her lung, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured her low back in the past period. The patient never had a collapsed lung or fractured ribs in the past period. This is her first automobile accident in her life period. the patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation, the patient is retired housekeeper in a nursing home, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. On review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of my sample records that I reviewed, period. Emergency room report, first visit, May 5th, 2023. Passenger of a car that was hit by school bus, period. Patient complains of left lower quadrant abdominal pain and headache, period. Patient was restrained and states she hit her head on airbag, period. Presents with evaluation of left abdominal pain status post MVC prior to arrival, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed, one, no acute traumatic findings in the abdomen or pelvis, two, right lower lobe pulmonary nodule measuring 5 millimeters, period. Final diagnosis is motor vehicle collision. Disposition is discharge, period. Eskenazi Emergency Room Department, May 10th, 2023. Second emergency room visit, presents to the emergency department for evaluation of sharp pain in the left side, status post MVC 5 days ago, period. Has been experiencing sharpshooting pain in her left side ever since the incident, period. On physical examination, tenderness over the lateral lower ribs on the left, period. Chest x-ray showed hypoinflated with bilateral lower lung subsegmental atelectasis, period. No evidence in imaging over, no evidence in imaging over the last 5 days of more serious cause such as retroperitoneal or perinephric hematoma, comma, pneumothorax, or hemithorax, period. I will add a lidocaine patch to her pain regimen, period. For her atelectasis, comma, respiratory therapy instructed her on how to use an incentive spirometer, and she was given one, period. X-rays of the chest, hypoinflated with bilateral lower lung, subsegmental atelectasis, period. Final diagnosis, rib contusion, comma, left, comma, sequela. End of report. Eskenazi Health, Arlington Primary Care, August 17th, 2023. Presents for follow-up from MVC and hypertension, period. Pain has improved, comma, but now she is having some new back pain, period. Low back pain, nagging bilaterally, period. Assessment was acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica, period. Continue chiropractic care, period. As patient is getting treatment, we'll consider PT and x-rays in future if no improvement with current plan, period. Flexoril prescribed, period. Eskenazi, Arlington Primary Care. October 22nd, 2023, presents with low back pain, period. Has recurrent episodes of this pain for the past year, period. XL Chiropractic, September 21st, 2023, patient reports having low back and left side chest pain following an MVC, period. Impression normal and or healed thoracic rib fractures noted at left T10, 11, and T12 ribs, period. XL Chiropractic, June 5th, 2023. Impression, thoracic rib fractures noted at the left T10, 11, and T12 ribs, period. Chiropractic form, June 5th, 2023. Range of motion in the lumbar area was all limited. There was tenderness in the thoracic and lumbar spine. Diagnosis was pain in the thoracic spine, as well as multiple fractured ribs, comma, sprain of the thoracic spine, sprain of the lumbar spine and pelvis, comma, somatic dysfunction of the thoracic, lumbar, sacral, and pelvic regions, period. End of report. Note, September 11th, 2024, psychotherapy diagnosis is post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The therapist met Belinda. Session was to change anxious thoughts, period. Another psychiatric note. August 14th, 2024. Belinda is a 65-year-old African-American woman who presents today wanting to address post-traumatic stress after a car accident, period. The diagnosis was post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which is sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 5th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented very anxious and nervous, period. Her affect was flat, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, including thyroid examination, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the lumbar area. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 4 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. For the range of motion, I meant to say flexion of the lumbar area was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Extension of the lumbar spine diminished by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 84 degrees right. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination normal at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, chest trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, atelectasis, comma, left rib contusions, comma, and fractured ribs at T10, comma, T11, comma, and T12, period. Number 3, thoracic strain and pain, period. Number 4, pelvic trauma and pain resolved. Number 5, sacral trauma and pain and strain resolved, period. Next number, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of May 5th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following two impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment period. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder, utilizing Chapter 14, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% whole body impairment period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of May 5, 2023 period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the low back area for the remainder of her life period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back area period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Continued over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics will be $90 a month for the remainder of her life period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some back injections will cost $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Additional psychotherapy and counseling will be approximately $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.